So Chris, Carl had this incredible product now already for sale in a good format. So the next thing was to take that product and stick it inside a members area. Now, I know you got some help, I think, from Mark Salmon on this in building the members area and getting it secured and whatnot.
Yeah, I mean, I'll go into that a bit later about how helpful the members of the group were. But in this particular case, Mark was exceptionally helpful. It was a piece of software called Membersonic. I bought it at WSO when it was $37 by a guy, a very good guy called Andrew Hunter, who releases some very good products. Excuse me. And I knew how to use it to an extent because I'd done some products with it before. These were with project launches. This is another product that I did that I did as a bonus. On people's bonus pages just to build a list, and I'd used it for that, so I had a rough idea, but not to the extent that I'd be using it for this particular product. So Mark Salmon, I mean, the poor guy, I mean, I bombarded him with texts. I mean, I don't know if you're listening, Mark, but I think every day he must have woken up and had about 4 Facebook messages from me before he'd even logged on, but Mark was incredibly helpful. He guided me for everything. He checked everything for me because there's a lot of integration issues with JVZoo and everything, which you really do need to get right. Autoresponders and everything has to be done properly, otherwise it won't work. So Mark did help me with that to answer your question.
Okay, cool. So you've got the members area set up now. You have the header on the top.